Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei Tif Aleph through Dalet, at least Bezo Hashem. The Mechaber says, when you get our Chokha, it's Chayim Adam Nefesh Mishta Bimei Tumasa Achetitzpa Vetitzpa. Says Amal, Tilo Shal, says Manor, for the Tavla, Tamini Vinidosa, Achetitzpa. Vala Yitzchak, Vala Yekol Risha Ima Filo Bidvarim, Shema Yargala Averil, Ava Mutter Leitziach and Ima, the Kimin Shabbat Alem, Pamachas, Tru Leitakif Yitzvin. These halachas of our Chokha are zikr when the isha is a nida. Says the Shevet Alevi, it also applies when there's a suffix. There's a suffix on a marim. Also, we suffix or machmer on our chokis. And all of that, he says, even benegia to a kesem, which mechayer, which is a suffix to Rabbanan Kula. Nevertheless, since it's efshaliv rurei, there's a chiv to be mevar. However, with regard to yom avest, there are no chiv chokis on yom avest. All our chokis are mutter, meigra adin. Yesh machmir, machmer tavalor bracha b'chiv genishuk, and yesh shina b'mita achas, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav. From meigra adin, all the chokis are mutter on any yom avest. Says the Mechaber, lo yitzchak imo. So what does it mean, lo yitzchak imo? It means that you're not allowed to play a game together? So there are those that want to tie in that in a chanami, the Shevet Levi is metadeh, that maybe yesh lodin, yesh lachmer, maybe even to play dreidel together is a problem, you can't play games together. Most paiskim are mekel, but really it depends on what the matzav is. And that is, and this is a klal gadol in all the kulos that we're going to talk about when we get our chokes, whenever our chokes do not apply. Nevertheless, if it's a matzav of chalas roish, or the ambience, or whatever it is, the atmosphere, lends to a matzav which is curved to chiba and to be margo, then it's going to be usur, even if according to the letter of the law, in a different case, it's going to be mutter. Memeila, playing a game, I had a chavrusa who told me that for me it's not a problem at all. It's a very serious matzav. I don't let my wife win. It's a very serious matzav. I can't, but some people, the serious matzav, what makes that, it's that connection of that feeling of kirva. It depends, each person, k'moy shehu. One time I was asked, and this was a question that was on the paper, and that is somebody who had just gotten married, and they did not have a dining room table, or a kitchen table for that matter. And they wanted to know, is there any problem to play a board game where he'll sit on his bed and she'll sit on her bed, and the board game will be half on his bed and half on her bed. That was the only place that they had to put the game down. L'chor, in such a case, it should be awesome. Obviously, I call it fi'idin, but where you're setting yourself up for disaster to start out with, even if you want to tell me the dining room table is not a problem to play Monopoly, but when you balance it on the two beds, and you're in close, obviously the beds aren't too far from each other, and v'chulu, then in a chanami, such a thing would be problematic. The Shevet Levi adds, he says, that chasanim, depending on their personalities, they, depending on what type of personality they have, if they chama mezik, that they have to be extra careful after they get married to make gedarim that even if me'ikr hadin, they're not asr, however, that they shouldn't, anything which they realize might bring them to kiruv and hergul dover, they should make harchokis. And I heard him, my chassam teacher told me when I was learning in Lakewood, he says that, you know, somebody that takes a walk, he'll take a walk with his wife who's in nida any night of the week, except for Friday night. Friday night's more of it's mitzvah, the meal of the kirvo that's there Friday night is not at present the rest of the week. And that's his own harchoka. Is that also mirka adin? No, but pashtus taking a walk together, we'll see in sefei, that even though the Aruch HaShulchan answers it, most people say it's not a problem. However, if a person realizes that in a chanami, this is something that could be margal, then in a chanami, he should refrain from it, even if according to the letter of the law, it should be mutter. The same thing with eating out. Is eating out usur? No. To eat falafels in miros is certainly not a problem. If you're going late at night to a candle-lit restaurant and there's no one else there and you're having wine, yeah, that's in a chanami, something which could be margal, and that should be refrained from when she's a nido. Lo yekel reish afilu bedvarim. Pashas bedvarim means dvarim amagir le'erva, like it's mefur in the Rishayim. Now what's included in that? Are you allowed to say I love you? Very often at the end of a conversation on the phone, so it really depends. It's also something, depending on how it's said and what context it's said, is going to be whether it's us there. If before you hang up the phone, she says I love you and you say I love you too, it's just a way of saying goodbye. we'll speak. But in a different context, where you're present at the in front of her, and it could be said in a way which could be margul, then in a chanami it should be refrained from. These are things which are not 100%. The nekuda is that it's margul. Vayikal reishu means dvar mamargil le'erva. It doesn't mean the words. It means the oifin that it's said. And therefore, it's hard to give an exact gedder for what's usher, because it really depends on the person, it really depends on the context that it's said. But most people know in what context something could be problematic, and therefore that should be refrained from. Now, with regard to, how about if you're in a different country? She's in Chutz La'aretz and you're in Eretz Yisrael. Or the opposite. Is there any problem, any dvar hamargil le'ervo? Because l'chur, it's not, enoch ha'lovely de'hergol davar. The whole issur is that it could be margol erva. If it's not going to be margol because he's 6,000 miles away, so maybe it's not a problem. So we were mitzadeh, maybe that's telling machlekes yishenim when we spoke in chabura. The ravid seems to imply that even when the hergol is not, there's no pshash hergol because it's a yichud. Nevertheless, there's still harchokes yesh la'ayin. I saw b'shem Yitzchak Berkowitz. He wanted to be mekel. He says in a chanami that you'd be able to be mekel since it's not shayach to come to hergol davar. Maybe a smach to that is, we'll talk about it in a minute, is the Noid Bihuda, which is brought down here in the Pesach Tshuva. The Pesach Tshuva says that if you're a couple is in the boondocks and there's no one else there except for them, no another yid in there, you're allowed to push her down into the water if she needs by tvila, because we're not choishes shavik etero v'achal yisuro, and therefore there's no chash. The whole issur is that it's going to be brought the day hergol davar. Here there's no chash. If you hold that the issur is issur ba'etzem, so then, l'chayr machdash says that over here I'm not going to be choyish. But fact that it's shayach over here, just not, if you look at the shuv inside Noid Bihuda, he's mistopic, maybe you're going to forget, maybe this, maybe that, he's not so pashat that it's going to be mutter. At the end of the day, he's mekel. But l'maitza, even there, because it's shayach l'maitza ergodov, and even so, he says, since we're not choyish, l'shavik eter of alta isur, therefore there's no isur of our chokis. Ebazel l'chayr l'fi that, in economic, we'll come in that it's not shayach, the mashmois is from Noid Bihuda, that it would not be a problem.
That case
with the Sifu is not. That's the Negiyah Shalevi Darachiba. That would be, you have to know, we have to wait for Sif Yud Zayin whether or not there's such a thing as Negiyah Shalevi Darachiba Bechlal when it comes to Ishti Nida. But Lachur, that's what would be, why it would be Mutter. It wouldn't be the.
Say, I love you in a intimate fashion, there's no, when she's overseas, would be
Sifu. No, because the Sikrifu is the Chash is because it's Margo. That's the Kirva. The Kirva is that it's something which would bring. Befat that yesh la'ayin whether or not that's nechla l'mais and le'sikrivu. That's machlokes rishen, and whether or not le'sikrivu is only chibuk v'nishuk, even chibuk v'nishuk is a shayla whether or not it's a karis or it's a lav or it's only derabanan. That which it says shalene baruch hamokim shaharga shleinosam la'pan shleinosam la'panim la'teres machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban say for mitzvahs whether or not that's really a derais, it's only derabanan. Kenzan, that's only asumi derabanan. The telling a joke, also a standard joke, you know, is not a problem. If it's a joking massive, then that's more of an issue. The Pesach Tshuva brings down over here from the Shari Tshuva in Or HaChaim, and Beth Mishnah Berurah brings it down there also as well in Rishit Zayin, that one should not smell besamim of the erva, is what it's talking about over there, and one should also not smell the besamim of Ishti Nida while she's wearing them. Not only that, he's mitzayin that the taz, that even if she takes them off, one should still not smell them. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, if it's just the reach which is left inside the kli, but it's not ma'amash to besamim, then it would be mutter. Accordingly, some place can want to tie, no? That there's no problem to smell a woman's perfume. It's not a problem to smell one's wife's perfume, because the etzem which she put on is not inside the bottle, and it was never on her. The whole issue is to smell the perfume that's on her, or to smell the perfume that was on her that was taken off. However, if the perfume was never on her in the first place, then in a chanami it would not be a problem to smell it. The Chutshani asks it, and l'chera kena das nite, simply because why is he going ahead smelling his wife's perfume when she's asking? It's the association, and therefore it's certainly be refrained from. I'm not saying that it's also midino, but the svara is that if you're in the drugstore also and there's the same type of perfume that your wife wears and you just want to smell it, why do you just want to smell it when you're inviting? It's a certain association. That's something which obviously is has the yichidus b'margul. If it's not shayach once again, so then it's not shayach. If they're in two different countries, however, as the rayon of what it is, even if me'ikar adin it's mutter, because it was never on her, if the reason why he's smelling it is something which could be margal, then it should be refrained from. What's with smelling besamim that your wife is holding in her hand by Matzah Shabbos? Is there any problem? People get into this question all the time, and it's a very embarrassing situation. You're by your in-laws, you're by wherever it is, and they're passing around the besamim from one place to the next, and then it comes to you and your wife, and you, for some reason, put it down on the table in between. Mortified. What do you do in such a case? Is there any issue? So, it doesn't always help, because if the first person is, if the next person there's a wife and the husband, the next person is further down, then she can't even pass it to that person. You're going to have to do something. However, if you just plan a little bit beforehand, you know that either you stand on two sides of the table, whatever it is, or even if you stand next to her, in a way that she'll be able to pass the next person. The pashtus is, there are those that are mitzadid, the Shevet Levi says, Ula yish lahatner, l'chor, it's a big chiddush to be machmer, because it's not b'samim which are miyuchad for her, and it's not b'samim, even though it's the word b'samim, but it's not b'samim, and nowadays nobody uses clothes as perfume. It's not something which a person, certainly no association at all, and it's not b'samim that's miyuchad to her b'flal, and therefore, make her, then it's not a problem. The only issue that some bring up is some, maybe alfta, some ulai, is that if she took a bunch of clothes and it's in her hand and you're putting your nose right next to her hand, then there's maybe an in that you, it's curved to nagia, and one should be careful. But if she's holding a container in her hand that has some inside and you're smelling it, in the chura, it's not a problem, and she'll be able to just hold it out for you, you'll be able to smell it and then pass it on to the next person. Meaning the Indian. Certainly, b'shas tzchak, even if she's going to be mortified in such a case, if you're at home, so then in the chami, put it down. There's no biggie. You don't even have to get into it. But if it's a place where it's embarrassing, then in the chami, one should one could smell it and just pass it on to the next person. Meaning, the Indian, what's withholding a candle? What's a Shabbos by Havdalah to hold a candle and to be mene from the ark? So the Pesach Shuvah brings down over here that in the Chuvas Yad Elio, Ein Isho neither Rishai Lahatzik Ner B'Yodo, either to light her husband's pipe or cigarette, Ilechamim Atzboi B'Ner, or Lahadzik Menu Nayacher, because the Hevel is Mechaber. So the Mashmoy says, if the Hevel is not Mechaber, says the Igris Moshe, then it's not a problem, and you would be able to be Mechaber yourself, because there is no connection. And he says, Kol Shekin, certainly you're allowed to be Nene, says Rav Moshe, Motzei Shabbos, there's no problem to be Nene from the Ner Avdala, that's how the place can go. That it's not a problem. So Havdalah is taken care of. The Mechaber ends off, he says, you should have been Moisif. There's another Nakud here which is very important, like Taisus and Sanhedrin points out, that it's only Mutter because there's Yesh Heter Li Yisurai. But if there be no Heter Li Yisurai, the Torah Sashalm speaks it out, Vedafkim Inan Eseres Halav Rak Mishum Nido, the Yesh Heter Li Yisurai, Shach speaks it out of Kotin Yud Beis. It's only lemaisa, the iser, the heter yichid is because there's going to be a heter lachazman. If chas v'chalil is someone who's nechshal in one of the arayis, it's not going to be mutter and yichid now, just because it's not takif yitzrei. Fakir, it's much more chomer. It's also the heter lachazman, which lends to the kula. Sif beiz, iser negiya, la yigaba afila bet vaktana, vala yeshid miyada liyada shum davin, lekablenim yada, shema yigabi besar, says mechaber. Says the Ramah, v'chein, what's the v'chein? V'chein is mashma that it has the same shash. Tzrika has the same shash. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, the iser negia is mavur that it's not just the iser of chiba, which is isha v'nidas kemasal isikav, which asa is chibik v'nishok v'chero. It's even a negia which is not shochiba. Shem hevet lo yisapach v'noga beich be'es b'ktano. Even if as he's passing something to you, he touches you, then even negiya she'ena shalchiba is aser, something which is lecher and not aser, v'negiya to shararayis. Nevertheless, when it comes to ish nido, it's a problem. We'll see exactly why that is lecher in Sif Yud Zayin at the end. The pashtus svar is, like the Rosh Hashanah seems to say, is because things which are not a ma'is of chiba, like the Rashba speaks out, things which are not a ma'is of chiba when it comes to other rayis, are a ma'is of chiba when it comes to one's wife. Therefore, Ramesha was asked, what's the story with, I guess we'll handle it later on, what's with going onto the subway, or somebody asked me just now, what's with going on the bus back from the Kreisel, and you're smashed in like a sardine, in between other ladies, in between your wife, she's an Ido, is it Mutter, is it Aser? So, Ramesha was asked about the New York subway, for those that were there, that's certainly the case. He says it's not a problem. That's because it's negir shlevedera chiba. It's not a problem. When it comes to your wife, then we'll see exactly how it applies in Sifyut Zayin, which is the ikur makar and machlekes achrenim as to when it's mutter and when it's aser beishtenina. The included in Isser Negia is the Paiskim say is things that are karv lovely in Isser Negia. If your mom is close to each other, the Shevet Levi says, from experience we see that when you're standing so close to each other that you feel their movements and their breathing, ukedeme, then that's very karv lide Negia and that should be refrained from. And therefore you have to be careful when you're standing underneath an umbrella. He says that you shouldn't even stand on the umbrella together. The Mara Crane says, it depends, I call the Fianian. He says you can't give exact Gedarim. If you have a Cloud 9 umbrella which can fit six people inside of it, then Lachar is not an Indian. But if you have one of these fold ups that you can stick into your back pocket, and in a Hanami, you have a big Indian, especially that you're trying more that your wife shouldn't get wet, then you shouldn't get wet, you're extending yourself, then certainly one has to be careful there. Not only that, the Negiya of things that are even not touching her mamish, touching just her clothing. The Tashbit says that one should refrain from even touching her clothing. Not only that, the Shur Bracha, the Chida says that one should be careful also that the clothing shouldn't touch the clothing. He's talking about later on, Tzivav, when you're going, and it's Tzivhei, when you're traveling together. He says one should be careful, Yesh Lizar, that even your clothing shouldn't touch her clothing. Now, is that Me'ikra Adin? Lachar, it's not Me'ikra Adin, and therefore, one should be one b'shas l'chak l'cher. There is makom to be mekel. Where does this come up? It comes up very often. If you're wearing a big coat, ukedeme. If you're in America, you're wearing one of these down coats, and you're sitting next to each other on whatever. You're not sitting next to each other on a bus in America, but and you're not wearing a down coat. So it's either way, you're okay l'cher. But there are plenty of scenarios where you could be touching each other. It comes up very often by chasanas. You're taking pictures by chasanas. Especially if she's wearing a gown and the gown extends itself, then very often you will be touching her clothing or your clothing will be touching her clothing. Bechlal, it's a very uncomfortable situation taking pictures by a chasana, and especially the whole family is standing around and half the couples are touching each other by the pictures and half the couples are not, or maybe even only one couple is not, and it's mortifying for one of the couple, usually one, not the other. But with a little bit of foresight, it can be done in such a way that there will be no embarrassment. Besides that, you don't have to stand next to each other, facing each other. Then in such a case, generally, you're going to have to leave some space in between, and it's very embarrassing. Therefore, the photographers take pictures two ways. Either they're standing next to each other, one behind the other person, slightly behind the other person, at an angle. And therefore, Bechlal, you don't even see, since it's at an angle, you won't be able to see when you're taking the picture that the Bechlal, one is behind the other one, and it's at an angle. You don't even have to touch it, you don't even have to touch her clothing. B'mokim atzarif, you could just tell the photographer also, just eitz atzarivik amashmoran, please don't make us get too close. That's all. They understand. It's not their first photo shot. They know what's going on here. If they don't, then they're going to set you up in a way which is going to be problematic. Just tell them, without even your wife knowing, don't. And it'll save a lot of problems halachically and b'nazim l'chaveray ukedeme. Even if you want to tell me that in a case where you're on the bus together and your clothing are touching each other, it's not shayach, the seder, shasat chaki v'meikol, by chasana b'chlal, and it's a mokim of zman of chiba and a mokim that could be margal, even though maybe you're not right there, but the whole matziv, one should be extra careful, and there's an easy way to be extra careful if it's just a little bit of foresight beforehand. Now, what's with touching your wife Nigel you did over Achim? Is that Asr? So, if even your clothing shouldn't touch her clothing, then Lechera, certainly you shouldn't touch her Nigel you did over Achim. However, once again, Lechera, that's not Asr Me'ikr Adin. And therefore, the Meiri brings down from the Tisefta. Tisefta says, Asr Labal Lirdes Ishtay Nida B'makal. That a husband is not allowed to hit his wife, who's a Nida, with a Makal. Even if she's not an Isa, it should be refrained from. I don't know why it's not an Isa Daraisa generally. I'll taste it, I'll use it, and it's the only way, no doubt. But says the Meiri, Ein Halacha King. Why not? Nigias Basar Ein Kan, Vegam Chiba Ein Kan. and therefore it's not a problem. The Mashmois is, he says, Aval, Niran Hadvarnim, Lasar Me'ezitzad. It does look like it's Asar for whatever reason, therefore, Lamaisa Gepaskin and Tersefta, the Miri says that Lamaisa is Asar and the Tersefta says that it's Asar. However, Lachor Yikmi Medayik from the Miri, that he says, Chiba Ein Kan, therefore it's Mashma, if there would be Chiba, then it would be Asar to, even though it's a Negiyah Yidei Davar Acher. Even though it's with a makel and it's not with something else, nevertheless, it's not mamash and negiyah, nevertheless, it's aser. However, since it's not aser l'chora mi'ikar adin, unless it's a ma'is of chiba, then it could be talis reish, then in a chanami, it would be mutter, I saw from Yitzhak Berkowitz wanted to say that if somebody's wife is snoring, and sometimes when a person is snoring, the way to get them to stop is to move them a little bit, and they turn over, and that's it, they stop. So in the middle of the sleep, instead of having to wake her up just to push her a little bit with something that she should turn over, then that's not a problem. That's a good idea. If your mamash can't sleep. If you can't sleep, it's a tzerich, and therefore you'll be able to do it. However, to tap her on the shoulder to get her attention, that's the type of thing which is kalas roish. That's something which is to jab her in the stomach that she starts laughing. Obviously, that's not what we're talking about over here. That is kalas roish. That's to be refrained from. What's that? Gloves are not a davar acher. The fact is, we'll see later on in the Pesach Tshuva, in a case where there's a kula to touch his wife, he should use gloves. However, it's not considered pashtus. That's the other erichta. That's not considered a davar acher. Even though there's not negiyas baster, so that's why it's better. But it's hard to say that that's considered a davar acher. What's that? A wheelchair. The same thing would be a little wheelchair. In a case where a woman, b'shas atchak, has no one to push her and she's in a wheelchair, then l'chur also that would be, that's considered a giyay de davar acher, and if there's no one else there, then he would be able to do it. What's that? Kavod abris. Kavod abris. We're going to get to that in a minute. Is there an inin of kavod abris b'chlal b'negea to our chokais or not? Then we'll get to by Ashata, we'll mention that. The Negiya, another Negiya, Litzerich Tfila, which you mentioned before, the Neid Yehuda says that if it's only a couple in the boondocks, wherever it is that there's only the husband and his wife in this far flung place, and there's no Yidin there, and he's allowed to help his wife go underneath, push her underneath the water, that she should be Tevim. We're not chayshish, just like by Chometz v'Pesach, who machzor love l'sorfo, and therefore not chayshish is going to eat it. So over here, who machzor love l'taro, not chayshish is going to be nechshal. Or chayshish brings down the halacha. However, l'maito, the Shimon Levi says that lechatchila, certainly it's not lechatchila. It's only in a matzav where there's nobody else there. To do it. That would be mekel. And Mamela Lechatchila Lechura, one should not plan a trip in a case where he knows that there's not going to be anybody else there and his wife's going to have to go to the mikvah in the Yam, besides for a number of other reasons that it's not Kedai Lechatchila to go in the Yam. If Shasat Chak, that there's no other option, that's what we do, that's what they did for many thousands of years. However, if there, especially nowadays, there's many reasons why not to. We'll talk about it when we get up to Hilchos Tefillah Be'ezras Hashem, but L'chur l'chatchila to plan out the matzav that he's going to be the one, that should not be done. However, in a case where she's going to regular mikvah and there's nobody else there to watch her, there's no problem for the husband to be the one to watch her, but for that she could go inside, and then when she's inside, the husband could just come in to see whether or not her hair is underneath the water. There's no problem b'chlal in that case. L'chur, that's not, you don't have to touch her, and she's ready to her b'pashtis. We'll see when we get up to the tefillah. Is it coming out of the mikveh, which is matar, or is it going into the mikveh, which is matar? That's a clear. But the fashis, that's not a problem. It's not. There's no way to be nichshel unless you take out all the water and she never comes up. The water came out. Maybe that's the only way. But the fashis, there's no way to be nichshel. As soon as she comes up, then she's tahira. Then that wouldn't be a problem. That's with negiyah. So the Shach points out, and brought down in Rabbeinu Rochim, that even a long item should not be passed from husband to wife, or the opposite. What's the reason why? The Aruch HaShulchan says, also leplug, that it's also even a short thing, then the long thing is also too. Rabbeinu Rochim says a different reason. Rabbeinu Rochim says, chshash Hashem yiga. L'chur you could say, according to the Rajba, but you could say another pshat. The chshash is, the Rajba says, things which are not a maisa of chiva when it comes to a wife, to ishatish, but they are when it comes to even dvarm, regular aishata. That's his example. Aishata is something which could be margo by between a husband and a wife since libe gospel. But mainly, even though in echnam we're not choishes that you're going to touch, nevertheless, there's still a chash that it's a davar amargo. Now, what's with passing a child? So we have the Tashbis, which is brought down in the Pesach Tshuva. A chiddush chay neisi es atzmoi ve'eino hi eino es eklum elatinik atzmoi yetim echek imo yubal lovim. This is the chura, a big chiddush that the achrenim have a lot of trouble with. And ad kidei kach, one of the achrenim said that it's poshut atoyis, what the Tashbis said. Some said chas v'chalil to say v'on l'kadmoinim. But mamash, that's how vayt they went. The chura, the pashtus, first of all, to steer him in a obey. Chayneis is atzmoi is pashtus, even if the kid is not going by himself. Then it's not that the child has to go by himself. And if the child is going by himself, then what do I need chayneis is atzmoi for? That, not only that, what does chayneis affect our Hashem? What does chayneis is atzmoi have to do anything with regard to Hilchos Nida and our Chokos? It's Menegeat the Shabbos, we don't consider it as the person is doing the entire Malacha because the Chai is nice himself. Either Taisa says Shnaim Sha'asu, or it's Kilu, Machlekes Hashem, exactly how to learn it. The Pashtus, it has nothing to do with our Chokes, the same Chshashes that we have by our Chokes. First of all, Shema Yiga. Second of all, the Chshash of Chiva passing one to the next. The Chor, you have the same Chshashes by a child. What should be the difference between them? Not only that, the Shevet Levi says, if you look at one of the Tshuvas, the Nun Ches, there's two Tshuvas that are quoted here in the Pesach Tshuva. Nun Ches is the Tashbis going through all of Hilchos Nida. The synopsis of all of Hilchos Nida. In that Tshuva, he brings down two Halachas, one after the next. This is that you're allowed to be Moshe to a child, and that you're allowed to be Zerik. So he says, Ken Zayin, the Tashbis, this is your Tosei that holds you allowed to be Zerik. So then he holds, this is also Ein Zerik, it's not Mamash or Yishotek, because the kid is going, so therefore he was Mekel. But we hold Zerik as Aser. So this is also going to be Aser. Lamaisa, there are many Paiskim that are Machmir. The Rosh Hashulchan is Machmir, Pasha Shulchan is Machmir. I saw the Shlom Zalman wanted a time in Shulchan Shlomi, he wanted to say that it's a Lashon Mushul. Chaynes is Asmoy, just as a way of saying that you're not doing anything. The Chai is doing it. The Chai is the one that's going from one to the next. And therefore, it's not kibu as if you're doing ma'isa yishata. It's the connection of the ma'isa yishata. You're not doing it. The child is going, and therefore, it's not considered as if it's a shot. It's not a problem. Kimdumani l'chur. That's adas noita. That's pshat. My only hesitation to learn that way is that if you look at the Tashbis in the second shuv of Nun Ches, he only quotes Chai Noisis Asma. He doesn't say the other svar b'chlal of Huay Noisik Klum. If, like, the way that in the way he says one shuv, Chai Noisis Asma, Huay Noisik Klum, then you can say it's Lashon Mushul. Here, you're just bringing down the Chai Noisis Asma. It's a little bit schwer. But in a Hanami, I saw where Berkowitz wanted to. Yeah, he mamash learns that it's a din of Chai Noisis Asma. Pesach Tshuva can hear learn that it's mamash a din of Chai Noisis Asma. Kofas Nechir, the mamash has all the tenuim. No, that's not so schwer, because then he's not able to do it himself. Even though that's also doesn't have the cool of Chai Noisis Asma, but the mice, the kid is not able to do it himself. Good. Good. My remarkable is true. Yeah, correct. Lamaisa, sorry, Berkowitz says that the halacha is in a chanami, even though I saw that he himself is machmer, but in a chanami, the halacha is like the Tashbits, and he goes so far to say that we go like the smallest sheet of Chai Noisis Atzmai, when the kid can turn over already by himself from the front to the back, 3 months, 6 months, then that's already considered as Chai Noisis Atzmai. Not only that, he brought down from Shlomo Zalman that even if the kid doesn't want to go to the father, you let it take it from the mother because Al Chai Noisis Atzmai. I don't know how that stems. I saw they printed now the Shulchan Shlomo on Hilchos Nida. It's printed in the last half a year or so here, and there it's mavura that Rosh Hashanah is machmer in the whole Indian. Not exactly sure. It sounded like actually maybe he was chayz at a later point in his life. They bring down different answers and different conversations that he had and different tshuvas that he wrote. He tried to be matar to Tashbis, but Lamaisa he himself was machmer. However, certainly there is makom to be mekel, the makom atzerich, certainly makom atzchak, for fast, if you're on a plane, if you're on a matzah where you can't pass the child. Not only that, a case of Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz said that it's mutter to take, she could take something off of her husband's lap. That's not a shata. Hand to hand is a shata. Take something off her husband's lap, it's not a problem. And not, he said the minig is to be machmer that he shouldn't take it off of her lap. I saw that the Chochani says even he could take it off of her lap. None of that, he goes so right to say that you could even put it on her lap. That's also, I guess Kinnir is not putting into her. He says, B'shas Hatzchak, you can put it on her lap. This is very helpful of Holopachas when you're flying. These two options. First of all, if it's a matzav where the child's old enough to go, then L'chatchila, L'chura, one should be Mekol, only in the case where the child himself could go, because that, according to a lot of the Poiskim, that's the Kula, that the child is doing it, you're not doing a Shata. There's even makom to be mekel if the child can't go, and also taking off of the spouse's lap, the spouse is not holding it, lechatchila, she off of you, you off of her is a little bit more shver. The reason is because all her chakis are for the man as opposed to the woman. Therefore, when you're not doing anything, she's doing the whole thing, it's much more kal than when you're doing something. Therefore, it's better that she should take it off of your lap than you take it off of her lap. It's interesting. The Pesach Tshuva does not bring down that option. Kinira, that even by Yashin there's a din of Chayna Tizasmi, only brings down Tinik Katan, Chorila Yikofis. It does not bring down Yashin. And then Lechorira, it should be Mutter according to that. Once again, Lechatchila, many Paiskim. I would say Roiv Achreinim are Machmer of the Sajbits, that at least it has to be the child has to go by themselves. And therefore, Lechol HaPachas, that should be the case where the child is going by themselves. That should be Lechatchila. That's the case. What? The chayr they should? If the dog goes by himself. I don't think he says which one. I think either way. Let me see if I wrote down here. Laniach tinek al birke ishtay. How about feeding your child, feeding another child that's in your wife's hands? So Sheva Levi says that one should refrain from such a thing. And he says kol shekein not to kiss the child who's in your spouse's hands. Most paiskim, they go like the second chumrah, but they're mekel with the first one. Most paiskim, they say that in a chanami, kissing a child who's being held by your wife, that should be refrained from. Certainly, even if it was your own child, if it was your mother-in-law that was doing it, you probably would not kiss your child that's in your mother-in-law's hands or somebody else's hands. It's just getting too close with it, too much of an intimate type of action to do such a thing. That's in a chanami very understandable. However, to feed the child, sometimes shasat chak, the mother can't do it, the mother's busy with something else. In the chanami, they say that you'd be able to feed the child, that is okay. Now, what happens when somebody passes something, the wife passes something, and she forgot. She possibly forgot that it's, maybe the husband forgets more than the wife. I don't know. Whoever passed something. She passes something, and she forgot. Now she passes it, if you don't catch it, it's going to break. So says the Shiva Levi, catch it. And he says, he actually talks about, I think he's talking about a sefer that's going to fall. So in such a case, in a chanam, you should catch it. And if you could do it with the shinoim, I'll tell you manoim, if not, not. He doesn't talk about other things. Other things, something that's going to fall and break. You have to let it fall and break. Anything else, ukademia. Not clear. I saw Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo, he says that if she forgot and she started passing something. So if you're at your house, so tell your wife, we're not allowed to do that now. If you're in front of other people, and this is where we're talking about Kavod HaBris. If you're in front of other people, so he says, about this it says, V'nimtzachin v'seichel teif. V'nei lekim v'adam. You have to think of something that you could say that should not be embarrassing, that'll explain why you can't take it. If she's passing you a sefer, you can say, I'm sorry, I can take it in a minute, I just have to use the bathroom. Or I just have to go to the bathroom. You don't even have to use the bathroom. Just have to go to the bathroom. I'm coming back, whatever it is. My hand hurts. Some answer, which answer. Now, if you don't have an answer, you don't have a practical answer, and everybody's watching, and you're there, he says, you don't have to kill your wife. You don't have to kill her just because she forgot. That was the lesson they bring down. Just because she forgot that she's needed, you don't have to. He says that lechera out kavod habris, you'd be able to take it. Now you have to know when to use this. They continue over there. They say he was very machmer not to be mekel really. Bechlal hashata. You have to understand why there is no heter of kavod habris here. Lechera, these harchakis are derabanan at worst. Not chibit pinishuk obviously, but most of the other ones. Not only that, hashata is machlekes rishenim bechlal whether or not there is an isra hashata at all. Rashi was machmer not to take it, and Rishonim says the matzchei. You don't have the raya from Avos Reb Nosson Bechlal and from the Maisa. Shem Avis Lo Yisapach. Chashash was also Megiyah and also Yishoto. Many Achronim hold it's not even Aser. So in such a case, lechur, it's maybe not even a Darabanan. It's a chumra from the Rishonim. Lechur, if it's covered a bris, then it shouldn't be. You should be able to be mekel. Reb Moshe was asked about this, and he says in Tshuva that it's not a problem. It's not something embarrassing. He says it's not something embarrassing. Not only that, in the olden days, women would wear big day nidus. Everybody knew exactly what was going on. Lamaisa, he writes that, but Lamaisa is very embarrassing. I don't know what to say. Lamaisa, the woman is mortified. It's not exactly clear. You can't work logic with a woman, obviously. But it's not clear what's embarrassing about it. It's more embarrassing that she should be mutter than she should be aser. It's not exactly clear what it's a natural cycle, and it's not even something which is the mutter part should be, right? You try to be master it. It should know when you're going to the mikvah ukedeme. When she's aser, what's the... Not exactly clear what is embarrassing, but it is absolutely mortifying. Lamaisa, the Bach also brings down. The Bach says that Matosi Bago, it's the Marshal, Anoshim Oichlim Nesheisam Bimeli Buna, Shalo Yargishu Bnei Abayis, Shibashu Lavar El Divri Chachomim, Neskab Tokola Kilois, Venosu Chermose, Shibush Lavar El Divri Chachomim, Shibush, it's the Makam Kavan Abriyas, why is it us? The mashmois is that's the etzem iser. It's not like a kavod abrius of a different situation. That was exerah. The exerah was that yes, you're not supposed to pass into each other. Chassid and fakir, they have it easier. They never pass in public. They never pass their. No, you're not to pass in public. You never get into the question. You always put it down. Memeila, it's not a problem. Ve'etzem. Lamaisa, we see over here there is a cooler. Reb Shlomo Zalman says the whole pasuk b'negiata is shot in a case where she's going to be mortified. Then in a chanami, this is not going to matter eat achila b'kair achas and anything else which is not an instantaneous situation where she's going to be embarrassed. And that's l'chur, the same case of the case of the Bach. The case of the Bach, no one told you they have to eat together. You can eat first, and he'll come back later. He's at work. When he's at work for something, they don't eat lunch together. So you won't eat supper together either in front of everybody. You'll come back later, whatever it is. Whatever the situation is, you'll make it an eitzah, give us a chanetzah that it shouldn't be a problem. But where l'chatzila, somebody forgot, and now it's a massive, where? There's embarrassment going on, and she's mamash going to be mortified, and you have no way to get out of it. And then a chanam, Rosh Hashanah says, you'd be allowed to take it. What's with putting on the ring by a chuppah, if she's a nida, chuppah's nida? The place is manei to say that it's not a problem, but it's already bare hater in Pesach Tshuva, in Evan Ezra, Simon Tamach Aleph. The Maril said that you're supposed to let it just drop onto her finger. He says, we don't have to do that, says the Bar Hativ. Rather, it's a boring ka'achas. Before you stick it on, you're not married. After you stick it on, then you're ready, it's already done, and you're going to separate. You're not going to touch her. Therefore, it's not a problem. That's the minig l'maisa. With regard to passing the ksuba, there are those that are makom because since they're also b'yichud. However, l'maisa over here, l'chol pachas in eretz yisrael l'machmer, and it's not so uncommon to just pass it to the mother-in-law b'chlal, and she holds it, so therefore it's not a big issue at all, and that's what should be done. What's with holding something together with your wife? Is there any isser? That's not her shata l'chara. L'chara shouldn't be a problem. It's not a shata, it's not zriko. Kimdumani, there is no makar, early makar to aseret. The Bali Shulchan brings down from the... What then? Why is it nechshashim negiyo? Because you're not passing from one to the next. You're staying on your side, and you're staying on the other side. It's not. There's no giving from one person to the other person. So yesh lain whether or not there's such a chashash in such a case. It's only when you're passing, then there's a chashash from the negiyah. But not when you're holding two things. Lamaisa, the Chayadim says, on Leila Seder, the meaning was that people pick up the Ka'ara together. The whole family picks up the Ka'ara together. He says you shouldn't do that, even when your wife is a Tahiru, because when she's in either, you're going to have an issue. And when it comes to Kalas Reish, maybe you shouldn't do it. Mashmoy says that he understands not only that us have to pick it up with her, even when the whole family is picking it up, it's a problem. Lamaisa, most places can say, Ramesh has a truth about this. He says, if it's a light thing, then maybe you should be machmer because that's a mice of chiba. You're both holding a bag from Miami or Payam together, and there's two apples inside. What are you doing? But that's a mice of chiba. However, you're schlepping a carriage together, you're schlepping the dining room table together, there's no mice of chiba over there. L'chor in such a case should be mutter. He's medamet to a dini zov to mishnayis and zovim. That there's maybe when a zov and a non zov are holding something together, it's kilu zov is leaning on the non zov, and maybe it's kilu as a chashash negiyah. He says it's not really a dini b'chlal, but maybe there's a mokum to be machmer. L'maisa, it's not klar to be machmer, and the meila in America they teach l'chatchila to be machmer, and not even know b'di'evet. But here in Eretz Yisrael, certainly the machmer shasat chak, for example, maybe just because there's no getting onto buses. But if you're carrying your wife is carrying the carriage, and she needs help getting onto the bus, then you're able to help her up with the carriage in such a case, especially when everybody's waiting for you and screaming, "Why aren't you helping her out?" In such a case, in a chanami, these are one of the types of things. There are numerous things that are not asr meikar adin lechero, the minig is to be machmer in cases where it's shas etcha, could be able to be meikol. The zrika that the Ramah brings down, what's the isr zrika? So the Ramah says that the chayin, the zrika miyada liyada, which is mashmer made, has the same isr. It's not exactly clear. It was just v'chein that there were also asr at lechero. There's no kshash and agiyah over here. Says the Shevet Alevi, yeah, but there's still that kesher. Maybe the vart is alpi the rashba that we said. The same way by Hashot, there's that kesher, and it's a davar margul, a connection between the two. Therefore, we have the same kshash. How is the Sfaradim make? Kimdumani, the Birki Yosef says to be mekel. Birki Yosef goes to be mekel. L'chur, it sounds like the Mechaber was saying the Kula. The Makor is a Binyamin Zev, is not Bechlal, any of the early Rishenim, and therefore, depending on if you go like the Ben Yishchai. Ben Yishchai is Machmer. It's Mikkel. Lachurah is Mikkel. Now, however, since it's also not Lachurah, Mefurish, the Binyamin Zev says, Roy Ligur be'anoshim that pass from one to the next thing. However, in the case where you're throwing it up and you're not throwing it to your wife, Bechlal, so it's not even Koychoin, it's coming down by itself, and you don't have the same hoishot and the same throwing, in such a case, there are those that are meikol. The Sidur Torah says that you could be meikol, but it's good to be machmer in such a case. Once again, it's the Shas Tzach, you're coming late at night, you're holding two things in your hand, and she's trying to get to the door open, so just throw up the key so she can stick out her hand and catch it. Not sure to throw it to her, just throw it up, and she'll stick out her hand and catch it. That way you're not mamish throwing it to her, it's not koichai, it's coming down by itself. Then the chur, that would be mutter. Once again, it shouldn't be Darach HaShukhan as well as Machmer. Certainly shouldn't be a matzav of Kal Shreish. That's always going to be, you start all of a sudden playing catch together. You throw up and she sticks it out and she throws it up and you stick it out. That's not what we're talking about, obviously. Even Zrika on Torah Begadim, the Teres HaShlam says that those that are Machmer, Teres HaShlam says Al Begadeh Mashma de Mutter, it's also something which is not clear, and this is Negea to if she's carrying something in her pocketbook and you want to throw something into her pocketbook, is that a problem? These are things which are also not mahur to be asr, the chasila one should be machmer, b'shas atchak, you're in the airport and she has both hands, one hand holding the baby, the other hand pushing the carriage, and you're trying to get the cell phone out of her pocket and somebody's ringing because you left your passport and much more calling. That's in a chanami. To put something inside, to rummage around inside, that is a little bit more shver. But lechera, that's also, especially because she's going to be feeling you. That's also it's not a matzav of a kal shereish. It's shas atchak. Then lechera, that's like negiya ide davar acher. But certainly to dump something inside, shas atchak, that would be mutter. If it's not shas atchak, you're just playing around. Obviously, to refrain from, just like koychay, blowing off a feather from your wife. So that's a shaila between the Teres HaShlam and the Minchas Yaakov. Was the Torah Sashlamim in his Tshuva, he's Metzadet Eretz Aser, Kvei Chakagufoi, and therefore it should be refrained from. Accordingly, says Berkowitz, you should not bound something to your wife. The same way that you shouldn't throw something, you shouldn't bound something, also ask Kvei Chai, that should be refrained from. Now, accordingly, what's with ping pong? Is it the same thing? L'chara, you're bouncing something to your wife, and therefore that should be refrained from. The only question is, in ping pong, are you not bouncing towards your wife? You're trying to get it away from your wife. Depending on how you're playing ping pong. But depend how long you're married for before you're playing. Kim Dumani, that was the first shayla that I asked my chassan teacher after I got married. There's a ping pong table where I was staying. And he says, "Ein l'chol koichei golem izeh." That was his answer. But l'chera, it could be a masal kalas reish. It's not a masal kalas reish. There are those poskim that are taka mekel. It's better to find a different game because Lamaisa, a lot of volleying and a lot of back and forth, ukudema, and therefore it's certainly not a chatchila. Usser, that's machlekes apreiskim. If that's the only game that you have, then go in and buy a game, you'll spend some time together. Now, with regard to this, the crazy place he says that you cannot bring raya, the Teres HaShlam brought a raya from Ameima, that somebody blew something off of him, and he says, "Oh, pasin l'chaladino, I'm pasal for din." So he says you can't bring raya's from Dinei Sheikhan and Dinei Din. He says then you wouldn't be able to give a matana also, and it's partially that you're able to give a matana when she's in Nido. Only things that are margo is a problem, but giving matana is not a problem. Most Paiskis Ma'anenu say that la'alocha. There's no problem giving a present to your wife. Certainly a birthday present, something which is for it's time sensitive, ukademe, that would be okay. Something which is miyuchad for kiruv levavos, to give a bottle of perfume, these type of things, something which is mamish, a dover hamargel, that lachari should, one should wait. But I didn't see that anybody says that even to give jewelry is a problem. Something with mamish, I don't know, then maybe. But for the most part, most of the places can say that it's not a problem to give a present even when she's anita. If you know that it's something which is giving margal, that's like any other thing that we know. That's with regard to sif beis. Sif gimel leyechal imel al shulchan. Elam ken yeshum shina sheyeshum davar masik ben karo shalei lekaro shalei lechem mekankan reshiyochum kolechem mafa shalei. V'yesher mod etzuchin nefz bekaris az ramo haynu dafko k'sheinu yechlem bekar achas k'sheiteru. Ma'yichlem bekar achas k'sheiteru asayim echlas bekar v'nei atzmo. Some say the only time that you need a heker is when they eat together from the same plate when they're tar. But if they don't eat together, when they don't eat together in the same plate, when they're tar, if they eat together in the same plate when they're tar, and now they're not, then that in itself is a kula. Now, with regard to eating together, me'ikra din from the Gemara, what we saw in the Mishnah is lo yoichol hazavim hazava. That means achila b'kara achas. There's another iser which is mentioned that we'll talk about. That's mevur in the Ramban a second, and that is eating her shirayim. That's not mevur in the Mishnah. Eating on the same plate, even if it's not her shirayim, that's what's usher. You both have a piece of potato kugel, she's eating her potato kugel, you're eating your potato kugel, but you're both eating on the same plate. That's what was usher. Now, to eat her shirayim, that is not mevur b'chal, that it's usher, and that's a machlekes rishonim, whether or not that's usher. La'alacha, the mechaber does not bring it down, and that's how I was told at Tarat Avayat Paskins, that Rav Avadia, that in a chanam it's not a problem. The Ramah says that is a problem. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, what is the iter of achila b'kaira achas? Machlokes Rishonim, the Rosh says it's only b'kaira achas, b'shulchan echad, it's not a problem. However, the stima, says the Shevet Levi, the stima's machaber is not that way. Lo yerchol ima ala shulchan. That even when you have a shulchan, and it's not a small, it's not machal, it's small tables, big tables. Any table together is a problem. You need to have a heker. Now, what type of achila is this? If you're sitting down to have some potato chips, is that also considered achila? That's the machlokes. The preiskim by the shulchan is machmir. The Levushi Yoyis brings down Rav Shlomo Zalman that it's mekel. It's only by imamish sitting down to achila. That's not a problem. If you're having an apple together, you would not have to have a heker. The included in achila b'kara achas or shulchan echad is also if you're not mamish eating at the same time. She's eating one, and then you're eating one, like the shach brings down. That's also considered achila b'kara achas, or l'chari shulchan echad. That would also be considered, that's a problem. However, the only iser is when you're eating straight off of the plate. However, like the Taz says, if there is a serving plate and you're not eating straight off the plate, you're taking from the plate and you're putting it somewhere else, then it's not a problem. Not only that, says the Shevet Levi, so Rav Gutz goes away also, they don't both have to do that. If you have a serving plate, she could eat straight off the plate and you'll take and put it onto your own plate and then eat off of that plate. Not only that, says Rav Gutz, you could do that on your hand also. There's popcorn. Take the popcorn, stick it onto your hand, and then eat out of your hand. You will be able to do that also because it's not considered as if you're eating from the... I'm not. It doesn't make a difference if it's a plate or your hand. I'm using my hand as a plate. And therefore, it's not a problem. I'm not eating straight from there. I'm eating from another place. That would be mutter.
That doesn't come as shirayim.
That's not considered shirayim because I'm not eating from there. So then we have to see what's considered shirayim. B'chal we'll get to. Maybe by popcorn it's the problem of shirayim. That we'll get to in a second. What's considered shirayim? Table as well would be fine. Then no, if you're eating off of the dip, then you're eating from there, lachur. It's not going down to something else. If you're dipping in and eating off of that, lachur, that's considered eating from there. What's that? Lachur. There's not a problem with shirayim, maybe, but there's a problem with karachas. They're both eating from the same thing. I'm sorry? If
you both put on the table, that now becomes a karach.
Certainly. Hard to say that is. I don't know if that's a matter. I'll leave the story for afterwards, but I think it's not a ma'aseh chiba. Yeah. What's considered a hecker? You're supposed to have a hecker if you're eating, then you have to have a hecker. What's considered a hecker? So many of the places, many who say that the same type of hecker that you have by basar b'chalav, you have to have by nida. The hainu, I mean, the shach and the taz already pointed out that it's the same type of thing. The question is, does it have to have height also? It has to be like a tefach, kankan, a bottle, or lechem, a loaf of bread, or it could even be a little bit. The mashmois of the shach is that he says it has the same halachas over there. I saw the Shifra Levi is mekel. That no, he says kimdumani. He says the minig oilim is takar, anything, even a bottle cap, even a ring. That's enough of a hecker. Kimdumani, that many are taught not that way. I know in Lakewood they don't teach that way. They teach that imamish need the same type of hecker. It's not clear what would be the difference between basar b'chalav and here. The Shifra Levi tries to answer maybe what the difference is over there. I'll pee the minig. But the stimas shach and taz lechera from the Nesei Kelim is mashma that has the same halachas as basar b'chalav, which would mean that it have to have a little bit of a goyva. Where exactly do you have to put it? Does it have to be mamish right in front, in between your plates, or it could be a little bit further? That the Shevet Levi says it could be a little bit further, as long as it's nicker that it's in between you. In other words, it's something that you remind yourself. If it's at the other side of the table, then that's not considered a hecker. Now, what can be considered a hecker? Anything which doesn't belong there, which would mean if you have a loaf of bread and you're eating from the loaf of bread, so then that's not a hecker because it belongs there. However, something which doesn't belong there, even if you're eating from it, is not a problem. If you never use a pitcher, you always use a bottle of water. And when she's in either, you use a pitcher. So now you have a hecker. Why are you using this pitcher? Something which is different, that's considered a hecker. And that's enough. It doesn't have to be that you're putting down a little tykes truck on the table, and then your kids are asking you, why are you putting down a little tykes truck? You say, oh, we couldn't find another place to put it. It's at a certain age, they don't go for that answer anymore. So that's one eifin to have a hecker. Another eifin to have a hecker is l'chora, a very gishmak way, is to have placemats. You take placemats and you could use placemats as a hecker, and use tablecloth when you're mutter, and use placemats when you're usher. Not only that, l'chora, if just one of them, you have a tablecloth and one of them uses a placemat or another plate underneath it, that's also considered a hecker. Obviously you have to see that there's another plate here. It's not two plastic plates, chad-pami plates, you can't even tell. But if it's clear that there's two plates, you're eating off two plates, that would be considered a hecker. Not only that, many people say, like the Beis Yisra brings down, the Siddur Torah quotes it, la'alacha, switching places. If the husband always sits on one side and the wife sits on another side of the table, if you switch places when she's in nida, that would be considered a hecker. That works. Not only that, there's an interesting chutshani tainas. I've seen this from other people, I heard this in the past, the whole pachas, that even if the wife doesn't know that it's a hecker, if the husband knows it's a hecker, that's enough. Because the chashis are, it's her, al-tim, are not alter. I don't know what the big deal is to tell her that it's hecker. If your mamish happens to be a matzav, or you're by somebody else, and you sat down by the table, and you washed, and you want to sit down, and now they sit down without a hecker, so then you can't talk. But be'etzem, even if, as long as he knows, that would be enough. Let's say they're eating, one is eating milchus, one is eating fleishig. Most places can go that you don't need two heckers. One hecker is enough. The very fact that you're not eating together, that is considered a hecker. Now, what happens if you're by somebody else's house? Do you need a hecker or not? You're eating on somebody else's table. So the pashtus is that this is machlekes rishayim between the Ra'ah and the Bedek Abayis and the Rashi and the Shmeres Abayis, the Talmud saw. The Ra'ah nems on that if you're with other people there and the other people are sitting in between him and his wife, then there's no problem of that you don't need a hecker. The Rashi says, what do you mean? How are the other people supposed to know whether or not she's an either, not an either? What's going to stop them? They start eating, one person starts eating from the next person's plate. Somebody's going to say something. You have to tell everybody when she's an either, zich or not, and therefore you need a hecker even when there's other people there. The Siddur Torah is Masber. He says, what's the neither of achila b'shulchan achas? Is it, it's a matzav of chiba, and therefore if you have other people in between you, then it's not a matzav of chiba, you don't need a hecker. Not only that, if it's a matzav of chiba nemzon Siddur Torah, this is something that one has to remember. If it's a matzav of chiba Siddur Torah nemzon kapshutai, a hecker doesn't help. If it's a matzav where there's chiba, we're scared that al af the hecker is going to be something. Hecker doesn't help. When Shmuel switched his left hand, then you're changing it. It's a shinui that it's not a matzav of chiba anymore. You're doing something weird in the serving. It's not a matzav of chiba b'fal. But if it is a matzav of chiba, the hecker's not going to help. So he says the whole issue is that it's matzav of chiba. If you're other people sitting in between, it's not a matzav of chiba. The Rajbah, on the other hand, learns that the chashash is that you're going to come to eat from each other. Like the Ravid is Mavur. And the Mehlis, that's the chashash. So then it doesn't make a difference to the other people there. They're not going to stop you if you come to eat from each other. Therefore, you still need a hecker. That's all talking about with this kid's in between. L'maisa l'alacha, if there's people in between, I think most places say that you do not need. However, if there's not people in between, the masas bin yamin that's brought in the Pesach Tshuva is mashma, that as long as there's other people there, then it's not a problem. He says, only bekara achas would be a problem if they're all there. But if it's on a shulchan echad, then you could be mekel, even if they're not in between. L'maisa, that's a machlokes in the Peskim, it's also something which is not mevur, and therefore, Shem Zalman, who says usually that you need a bigger heker, says you could even put down a tabas or a bottle cap or something. Some people say you don't need a bechlal. L'chatchila, you should, if you could, and if it's a shasat chak, there's somebody else and it's going to be nicker to everybody, so you happen to put down your gold watch in between, then in a chanami, if you can't find anything else, her ring also, people, who are you fooling? Everybody knows that you didn't just take off her rings and put them down. Sometimes, in a chanami, she takes off her rings to wash, and she could just not put them back on, and that will be the heker. But many women don't like doing that. You don't want them to fold up the tablecloth afterwards. And therefore, once again, b'shas tzchak, one could be mekel without a heker if there's other people. There's other people at the table.
This heker by the table. By the table, it's meeting the restaurant.
No, you should. That's a matzah of chibah still. Unless it's murals.
What about shower?
What's that?
If you're sitting at the head table by shower, everyone's looking at the tzchak and seeing what you're doing. Is that a big enough heker or not?
No, then you're mechuyev to put down a heker. Because if you don't, they're going to say, oh, why are they not putting down a heker? The same way that they tell you to pretend that you're usher even if you're not. The last halach over here is shir machola. Shir machola and shir ishtir, which is sif dalid. The Ramah brings down yeshir m'shasla lechol m'shir machola. Michael Shalom, Kamoish Shalishna's Mashiri Koshalo, Kamoish Bar, Sif Dalit is brought down, Lishna Mashiri Kosha Shasahi. And then the Ramal brings down four kulois of Shir Ishtir, which we'll get up to in a minute. Now, with regard to Shir Michael, it's not exactly clear what the Isser is. What is the Isser of eating her Shirayim? It says that if she's by Shir Ishtir, it says that if she got up and she's gone, Vahal Chala, then it's Mutter. So, what's the Isser? Why is it Mutter all of a sudden? Something very interesting that we have, I just want to point out, maybe it'll help us understand something. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Suga Stav Samach Aleph, that the only Isser of Hatzos Mita is Befonim. Shlo Befonim is not a problem. That means if he turns around and he doesn't see it, it's not a problem. He doesn't even have to leave the room. Shlo Befonim, he doesn't see it, it's not a problem. Then, there's the Isser of lying on her bed. Lying on her bed is even if she's out of the house. That's also, not only Shlo Befonim, even if she's out of the house, it's a problem. Then we have something which is something in between. Eating her leftovers. If it's halchala, if she finished, then it's okay. The Mashmari says, even if she just... It's not exactly clear. Did she leave the house? Or did she leave the... Not exactly clear. If it just means that she left the house, she's not allowed to turn around. Halchala, she has to leave. So, there's certain things that as long as you turn around, it's okay. Certain things that she has to leave the house. And certain things that even if she's out of the house, then it's still a problem. So, Mashmari says that in the Hanami, they don't have the exact same gedarim. By lying on her bed, this is shashav hirr. By over here, it's a chash of chiba. The chash of chiba, so there's going to be gedarim. Anytime that it's not a matzah of chiba, then it's not going to be a problem. That's l'chura what's mevur. The question is, where do we draw the line? So first of all, what is shirim achala? So if she has a lot of things on her plate, b'chlal, shirim achala is not so pashut that it should be also in the first place. Shirishtia, that there's no way to drink. This is really hagdama. Shir ishtiyah, there's no way to drink together, unless you have straws. But that's not the normal way. The only way to drink together is if she drinks, then you drink. That's chiba, because you can't do it in any other way. But by achila, where you could eat together, and you're not eating together, you're eating one after the next, so then that's not chiba. If you really loved each other, so then you'd be eating together. Elamai, you're eating one after the next, that's not a maisa chiba b'chal. Mila in a chanami, there are many rishonim that hold that it's taken out a problem, and that's the pashtus mashmoris, the Beis Yosef brings up in the Aruch Chaim, it's not a problem. Lamaisa, the Ramah is machmer. The Ramah is machmer, and he says that it is a problem. But what is considered shirim achala? So, let's say they plate your food. So you take potato kugel, and you take rice and chicken. She only has the potato kugel. She doesn't want the rice and the chicken. That's shirim achala. Says Ramesh and Shuvah, that's not considered shirim achala. She didn't even touch that. That's not considered shirim achala. Not only that, says Ramesha, this is an Aleph Tali Aleph. He says not only that, even in a case where it's not three different things, three pieces of chicken. She took three pieces of schnitzel, and she only ate one piece of schnitzel. The other two pieces of schnitzel, not shirim macholim. She didn't eat from it. That's not her leftovers. That's a totally different thing. Not all questions like this. The Shevet Halevi is machmer for this. He says anything that was on her plate, that she started eating from the plate, that's shirim macholim. If she didn't eat from the plate, baklal, so there's no din of just because it was put down in front of her, that it turns into shirim macholim. However, anything that was on her plate is considered shirim macholim. It's not such an issue because you could just take it off her plate and put it onto your plate. You don't have to eat it off of her plate. So even to be machmer in such a case, there is machmer to be makel for Ramesha, certainly with three different meanings. There, it's much easier to understand that it shouldn't be considered shirim machala. It's mama, she didn't even start eating from the rice. So what makes a shirim machala b'chol? But since it's so easy, with so many kulas to get out of shirim machala, so then it is kedai to be choshesh for the other shitas, as we'll see in a minute. Now, what's considered shirim machala? Let's say she tastes the soup to see if it's good. She tastes the chalons. So the whole pot becomes usher? No. Obviously not. Tasting it is not considered a shirim machala. It's not going to make it shirim machala. She takes some from the peanut butter and she puts it on her bread. The rest of the peanut butter is not going to be usher, because she's not eating from there. Now, what would be if she takes from the butter and she spreads it on her bread and then she puts back the knife and still butter on the knife? Interestingly enough, Ramesha says that that would be a problem. Ramesha Tshuva, Chilak Alf Tzadibayt, he says that that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because that's her leftovers. That's what she took. She took a clump of butter and she left over some of it. Even though l'chor, what she took l'chatchila was by accident, she only wanted to take what she needed, she didn't take the rest of it. Nevertheless, that's considered shirim machala, which is l'chor, it's a big chiddush, because she didn't eat from that b'chlal. She put it onto her bread, she put it back, and then she started eating. Even if she didn't put it back right away, she's not eating from that butter. She took some of the butter that the ilum was clearing. The ilum had a lot of trouble with this. You take a piece of schnitzel off, she cuts it in half and puts back half. Then she eats the other half. That's shirim machala, because it was on the same piece which she took. Like a din that she takes it, she never wanted to take this bechlal. So her, it's a big chiddush that case should be lemaisa Ramesha's machmir. If miyos tariv, if you could just take it off and take a new one, why not? But her, there is a big melkam to be makel over here. It's hard to be chiddush on Ramesha. But Kimdimani, other peskim are makel with regard to Kimdimani, the Debret Sinner is makel with regard to this. Something which is over rebuttal is not considered the stuff that's in between the serrations of the. No, I don't mean whatever. Anything which is not, we don't see it as a mashmar. Anything, if you're going to take more, also, even though lechera, if you drank half of a cup and you filled up the cup, we see that's not good. A little bit more butter, lechera, it's hard to say in that case that should be a problem. So just take a little more butter and then shmir it. Ramesha has another chiddush, and that is something which is miyuchad for one person. He says in Aleph Tadi Beis, he says to split a roll or to split a can of Coke in between the two of them is a problem. Which means, what does it mean practically? It means that to take a can of Coke and pour half of it into your cup and half of it into her cup, even in that order. It's Zichr no Shail of Shiraim. And you're going to drink first. And then she's going to drink. There's no sharing. It's not Kara Achas. You both have your own cup. It doesn't make a difference. That's Aser. People Matmiya, how could it be that way? If she would have drink, if she would drink the whole can of Coke, she poured the whole can into her own cup. She drink half of it, and then you pour it into your own cup. It's mutter. In the case where you l'chatchila poured half into your cup, half in, how can it be aser? L'chor the nekuda of Ramesha is yesh l'chalak tuva between that shaila, and that is that the vart is what is the nekuda of Ramesha? The makar for his iser is achila b'kara achas. Achila b'kara achas is the davar which is achila of chiba. You're both eating from a plate. No one eats from the same plate. As it's not the derech to eat from the same plate as somebody else. You do it only somebody that you're very close with. It's ma'aseh chiva. The meila, you don't share 25 grams of potato chips with everybody. You eat it for yourself. And a can of Coke, you drink yourself. Something which is miyuchad for one person, you would share it with somebody that you're very close with. But people aren't, it's not like a you order fries and all the whole derech comes and they help themselves with the fries. It's not miyuchad for one person then. But something which is miyuchad for one person generally, and you only would share it with somebody that somebody, if your friend would ask you, would you give him? You would give him. But it's not the derech to share something which is miyuchad for one person, except with somebody who's very close. That is a ma'aseh chiva, and that would be aser. Most poskim are chalek on Ramesha, kimdumani, in Lakewood they do teach it. If it's something, I saw that they ask, what's with how can you tell me that a roll is something which is miyuchad for one person? Every shalosh shudas, people, they don't want to open up a challah, they make a Kedumana that the pre-tarist is in a chadami, except for Shal Shudas is takamotir. Yish la'ayim, because the chadami, Shal Shudas is a simon, it's not a sibo. The simon that's not Rabbi Yochanan. But in a chadami, the chadami, any case where it's not something which is, if rolls get money or attack something which is not miyuchad, fine, it's a roll stock and not something which is miyuchad. But a ragala, you take a one ragala and you split it in half. A small bag of potato chips. These type of things that in a chadami, if by can of Coke, in a chadami, people split a can of Coke, then in a chadami, it's not something which is miyuchad. But something which is miyuchad, there is makim in such a case to be machmer, and that lamaisa. You could be mekel, shasat chas. You could be mekel for sure. There are many places that are chalak on Ramesha. However, miyot tarif, there's no reason not to be. What's that? The chare revayu, something which is miyuchad revayu.
Make a difference to give a little bit to the child also.
What's that?
Can you put a little bit to the child and give part of it to the child?
Maybe that is. In a chanami, it's not miyuchad, then it's not miyuchad for Yishlayim. Achil, the problem is that Achil Bekar Achas is also even with other people by the table, and that's where he learns it from. Even the other people that are eating from it. So Yishlayim, why should be any different? This whole issue of Shiraim is not in a case where it's Shiraim of food, but Shiraim of a pipe, like it's brought down in Pitzka Tshuva, or the Shiraim of her toothpaste, or even a cigarette, would not be a problem. It's nothing to do with the fact that it was in her mouth or not in her mouth. That's not issue. Now with regard to the kulas of Shiraim, this we will end with. There's four kulas that are brought here when you get to Shiraim. The first one the Rambam brings is Hifzik Imloi Shemastik Adam Acher Beinayim. Somebody else eats in between it, and the reason is because then there's no chiva. You're not drinking your wife's leftovers. It's Chaim Yankel that drank in between. As Sarah Berkowitz says, even a little kid that drinks in between, still it loses that aspect of chiva when somebody else drinks there. That's Pashit. Now if you pour it into a different cup, and the Taz brings down that this works even with regard to food, is to pour it into your own cup. It's a little bit, I don't exactly understand what the Vart is. When you pour it into your own cup, then I understand. There's not a Maisa Chiva because, what Shaykhaz, what is this Rishiram anymore? She got a drink from it, but now it's in my cup, I don't see it anymore. But the halacha is that even if you pour it back into her cup, then it's Mutter. So it's like it didn't, if you pour it out of her cup, and then you pour it back into her cup, so then all of a sudden there's no Chiva anymore. Not exactly. When it's in my cup, it's there. I don't look at him. I'm a captain. It went back into her cup anyhow. This is her stuff, and it's back in her cup. What's the issue? The Maisa said, no, only when she drank from it, and I'm drinking after it, that's the Maisa of Chivu. They say the same thing applies, says the Taz, all the kulas apply also for Oichel, and that's the way that the Paiskim go, that applies also for Oichel. However, most Paiskim say it does not apply for Oichel, which does not need a Kli. In other words, something which is clearly, it applies to rice, and it applies to anything else which conforms to the contours of the Kli, that would be okay. But if you have, she took a bite out of her schnitzel and you're taking the schnitzel onto your plate, that would not be mutter. As Rav Berkowitz says, other places can say that if you cut it off, then in the chanami there's nothing that we see it as hers anymore. If you cut off the part that she ate from, then it wouldn't be a problem. Just take it to your own plate. When he doesn't know that it's her Shiara Michael, then you're not, she's not mechuyev to tell him. Now, if there's no one else in the house, then obviously that's who it is. Even if she didn't say it. If she has a suffix, maybe somebody else came in, you don't remember who it is, and that's not my sechibo, that would be mutter. The last case is if she finished gamra v'hochala. Now, what does that mean? Says the Sheva Levi, does that mean that she went to a different room, or does that mean that she left the house? For Pashtis, either way, it doesn't mean, as Machlokes HaPoskim, it doesn't mean that she just left to go to the bathroom, she's coming back. Then in a chanami she did not finish, then she's still around, it's still considered a maisa chiva. It's when you don't see her here anymore. Kilo is if she's out of the house, she's out of the picture, it's not hers anymore. We're not eating together. This is not her food. She's finished, it's gone, it's not a problem. What happens if she comes back in the middle though? You thought she's finished and you start eating and she comes back in the middle. So Kivega brings down two shitas, really it's a pisa chuba, it's so similar to Yad Eliyahu, who says that it's mutter, either because it's like Ochel Adam Acher Beinayim. You ate, and that was Heter. And now she came back. And now you're eating again. So you're eating after you ate, the Heter. It's like eating after somebody. I'm not eating my wife's Shiraim anymore. I'm eating my own Shiraim. So therefore, it's not. And he says another Svarim. He says that Kivan Ishtri Ishtri, Kivan the Hotra Hotra. Since you started Beheter, therefore it's not a problem. He says if you didn't start, Zichras Aser. He says, however, since you started already, then it's Mutter. Kivan Eger over here is Mitzayin to Birki Yosef, Chidon, Arachayim. And once it's signed, no, it doesn't have the din of Hutra Hutra. Given the Hutra Hutra is when there was Be'etzem Isser, but there's a Seydi Chalaisa, say, some episode of the reason why it became Mutter, then we say that it continues afterwards. Over here, when it's a Hochala, then there's no Isser B'chal. So it wasn't be'etzem a hutra. Therefore it doesn't apply. I think the Olam is Mekel, and once you started and she came back, then it's not a problem. L'maisa, the mashmoisa, does she have to leave the house? Does she not have to leave the house? Certainly she has to be finished, and she's not passing around, because it doesn't say shalim b'faneh over here. The Madaik, it says holcholo. Mashmoisa says, in a chanami, she left, and she's not coming back, and in that case, the takanar chiba, and it would be mutter to finish.